While Congress considers money for Iraq and Afghanistan, the Bush administration is lobbying lawmakers directly and through their constituents. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
The White House last week revealed a new public relations offensive to sell its Iraq policy, but no one from the Bush administration showed up on any of the weekend talk shows. How come?
Well, they've been doing it for many weeks, and it wasn't working for them. The president's numbers had been going down in terms of his overall approval rating and views about how the war in Iraq is going and policy towards Iraq was going were also going down in the public opinion polls. Now, there's a danger to not having someone representing the administration out on the weekends because it leaves it to the critics. And you just heard in David Wellness' piece John Kerry talking. He was very critical of the administration yesterday, and so was, to some degree, the president's own party member, Richard Lugar, head of the Foreign Relations Committee, who said that the administration needs to speak with one voice, not Powell saying one thing, Cheney saying another thing, Rumsfeld saying another. But that is what the administration's doing, is having each of those members out talking to people, and particularly the president, in some unfiltered way, so that we in the national press are not asking questions or analyzing their statements. So the president is devoting his weekly radio addresses to the question of Iraq. And especially this administration is using the local press, going to regional newspapers and broadcast outlets to get their message across, which is taking a page straight from Bill Clinton's playbook. As you remember, Bob, after the 1994 election, when the Republicans took the Congress and there was the great debacle over his health care plan, that's what President Clinton did. He went local. He went under the radar screen here in Washington to the local papers and took out a lot of ads also on local television stations.
Is the White House really that worried about selling its Iraq policy, or is it concerned about the president's approval ratings?
Well, I think that they're intimately intertwined. Now, they say what they're doing is worrying about the Iraq policy, trying to explain their Iraq policy to the American people. But what we've seen is that in the president's overall approval rating, even as people were starting to turn against him on his handling of the economy, his overall approval rating was still high, and that was because his handling of foreign policy, his handling of the war on terrorism, had kept it high. It's doubts about those areas now that have driven his numbers down, and so you really can't separate them. If he can convince people that he's doing the right thing in Iraq, then presumably that will convince them that he's doing a good job as president.
So there'll be more of these local ads.
Well, we'll see. What's so interesting here, Bob, is that the Clinton people will tell you that in terms of his reelection, that this local campaign was absolutely key because things were falling apart in Washington. It was fertile territory for another Democrat to get in and run against him in the primaries, the way people had run against Ford, Carter, Bush. And when that happens, a president loses. And by keeping his numbers high enough to ward off an opponent, Clinton was able to win reelection handily. It's late now for someone to get in against Bush, and he's very lucky his numbers didn't fall until now. When people compare him with his father, they have to keep in mind he does not have a primary opponent. All of the party money will be going toward the general election, not in an internal fight.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.